We pay tribute to a life courtesy of the website morningamerica.org, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, morningamerica.org. This is a real story that gives real insight to what families are being confronted with across the nation from the coronavirus. We remember Santiago Disla Martinez of Paterson, New Jersey. This was posted on morningamerica.org by Santiago's daughter, who writes the following. Santiago Disla Martinez is my dad, a man remembered by everyone who knew him as hardworking, honest, loving man of God. He always showed kindness to everyone and always had a smile to strangers or friends alike. My father was the most dedicated and loving father a girl could ask for. I was born into his arms for adoption, and I was his only child. I grew up as a little princess, spoiled rotten, where he gave me everything I ever asked for. All friends and family made jokes about how I am tied around my little finger. There was nothing I would want that he would not try to get me. As a teen, he always listened to me and gave me great advice and always was my best friend. After I got married and had my own family, my dad was always there when I needed him. He has this beautiful love towards my children. They miss him so much. He was married to my mother for 45 years, and they both are exceptional parents. Both my mother and father contracted coronavirus. After a week with symptoms, he reached a phase where he couldn't breathe, and he was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital. The first 3 days he was conscious, eating, and walking to the bathroom. We spoke to him by phone to check in on him and give him strength since we couldn't see him. We always told him that we loved him and the plans we had for him after we recovered. Then his oxygen levels dropped, so did his heart rate. He was intubated, put on a ventilator. We got daily calls about the treatment plans and how he was reacting. Just when we had hopes of his recovery, everything went downhill in a blink of an eye. My dad's lungs were not working anymore. He stopped urinating, which led to him being hooked up on dialysis. His heart was stressed, trying to make up for all the other organs that were slowly shutting down. Every day was a struggle. 11 days later, on April 19th, we were told that he had reached a point of no return, that he was not going to make it. I lived 2 hours away and was brokenhearted as I drove to my mother to tell her the news. We were allowed to video chat to say goodbye. I was in a state of autopilot. I didn't really feel anything other than true fear. I never imagined the day my parents would die because it was painful to think about. But then that day came, and I was not prepared for the devastation that was to come. We saw my dad intubated and looking very frail. His hair and beard were overgrown. I felt sad because I was the one who always cut his hair. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and even worse, saying goodbye, not being able to hold his hand or kiss him on the forehead. I struggled with that. I couldn't hold his hand. His hands carried me when I was a baby. His hands cleaned all my wounds when I fell. His hands held my 3 newborn children. His hands gave me one last hug in February, the last time I saw him. After we finished our video call, the doctor told me they were going to make him as comfortable as possible and slowly turn off the machines, keeping him alive. My dad passed away April 20th, 2020, at 3 p.m. I called, made my knees weak. I couldn't breathe. I screamed for my mother and my husband, and we hugged and fell to the ground crying. He's gone. COVID-19 took him from us. His last words to me were, "I love you with all my heart," back in February, when he spent that month with me and my children. My mother was all alone now. I took her with me. My mom still had coronavirus, and I quarantined her in my house, away from all of us. It was painful to care for her and have her like a little caged animal when her grandkids wanted to hug her so bad. My mother fully recovered. I'm grateful to have her with me. We are torn in a million pieces. My dad was an amazing man. I'm so proud to be his daughter, and I treasure the beautiful memories I have of him. I refuse to let him be just a number. My father was more than a statistic. He was truly a special kind of father because he was a father not by biology, but by love. Adoption gave me the most amazing father a girl could ask for, and that blessing I am eternally grateful. I love you, Daddy. Again, that was submitted by Ruth Montan at morningamerica.org, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, morningamerica.org. There are many more stories. Please spend time on that site, and if you've suffered the loss, like this family did, to the coronavirus, share the story of that loved one there.